From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. A federal judge has blocked a new law that seeks to restrict panhandling in Arkansas. KUAR's Daniel Breen has reaction.
The law was the second attempt by the Arkansas legislature to ban people from asking for money and other help on most sidewalks and intersections. Despite the law passing with bipartisan support, U.S. District Court Judge Billy Roy Wilson says the law proposed by Representative Charlie Collins is, quote, plainly unconstitutional. Collins, a Republican of Fayetteville, says he authored the law to put an end to threatening conduct by panhandlers.
The goal is to stop intimidating, harassing, threatening, dangerous behavior. Not putting people in jail, just stopping bad behavior.
In his ruling, Wilson said there are laws already in place in Arkansas to deal with this type of behavior. Collins says he saw the new law as necessary after continuing to receive complaints from constituents after the first law was struck down.
I'm not as optimistic just because I don't understand why that wouldn't have happened automatically. I don't understand why law enforcement wouldn't have been able to make that adjustment on their own and why things would have been so different after the first begging law was thrown out.
Critics of the law agree with Wilson's assertion, including the Arkansas chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. Bettina Brownstein is an attorney representing the Arkansas ACLU.
There wasn't really a need for this law on public safety grounds, that there are myriad other laws that do not intrude on people's First Amendment rights to deal with any purported public safety or traffic concern.
Representative Collins says he'll work with law enforcement to ensure the existing laws are effective before bringing another bill before the state legislature.
My goal remains the public safety of the citizens of Fayetteville and Arkansas, and I'm not going to allow, particularly our women, those are the ones that are calling me, to be intimidated and harassed for money when they're going about their daily business.
Brownstein says blocking the law was the right decision, saying panhandlers' rights to free speech are protected by the Constitution.
This was about the First Amendment, and yes, public safety is a concern, but you can't use public safety to impermissibly intrude on people's First Amendment rights.
Daniel Breen, KUAR News.